Louise McSharry on 2FM.
Over the last year, there's no doubt that the news has been really heavy. Some of the stuff has been hard for adults to get their head around, no doubt about that. So for children, it might seem nearly impossible, but those kids have news today, which is RTÉ's dedicated children's news service, which fights to keep children informed. Avril Hoare, along with Anne-Marie Smith, are editors of News Today. And Avril is here to talk about how they repackage info for younger audiences and the best way to explain complicated world issues to kids. Hello, Avril.
Good morning, Louise. Thanks for having me on. And congratulations on your anniversary tomorrow. That's a real achievement. And I hope that even given the times we live in, that you manage to have a little celebration because it's well warranted.
Oh, thank you so much, Avril. I really appreciate that. Yeah, no, I have to say I am delighted and I will have my own personal celebration, even if we can't celebrate as a team. We've got a big one planned for whenever we come out the other end of this because we've been working hard and definitely my team deserve a big treat, I think. Thank you, Avril. So I've always just thought that News Today is so impressive because it's really hard to sometimes simplify things to a level that is appropriate and also accessible for kids. So how do you do it?
Well, what we do is the one thing we found is that there is a huge appetite for news from children. And I think it's because they're very astute. They're very much global children. And there's news available everywhere, all hours of the day and night. We're spending a lot of time on our screens more than ever now at the moment. And children often hear a snippet of a story and they might not know the source or they might not know the context. And that can be a bit scary, and particularly in the times we live in and the story of their life, all our lives, COVID. So what we do is we take a story and we try and break it down into very simple and clear steps. You know, we are so careful with the language we use, with the tone, with the images we use. There's no dramatic language, there's no dramatic images, and we keep the jargon away from the story. So you basically break it down into the facts, what's happening. And our motto is truth and hope, so we provide the truth. So for example, in a story like COVID, where the numbers are very high and it's quite scary, we would mention that, but we'd also mention the fact that vaccines are here and that the world scientists are working together to come up with a vaccine that will help save people's lives. So you give the truth of the story, but you give the hope as well. And what we hope to do is that to deliver the news in a calm, neutral way, but that also reassures.
It's interesting because I think there are some adults who might think that it's better not to talk to kids about things that might worry them. But I suppose what you're saying is that they're picking up bits of the story anyway.
That's true. They are. I mean, you think about it, like, even, you know, I don't know, I know you have young kids, but like they hear bits and pieces on the radio in the car. They see it on the television. And as I say, you see a snippet of a story and think, what's that? You know, what's that? What's that? And it can be scary. But I think then that's the job. Our job is to try and help children understand the world around them and give it that context, you know. And again, like if it's a story about, say, an earthquake where many people died, what you do is as well, you give the facts that happened, but again, you'd say emergency services were on the scene really quickly and help save people's lives. So you are giving the truth of the story, but you're giving that sense of reassurance and the sense of goodness in a story. And I think that's what we try and do, is say we try and break down a story into very simple, clear facts. And not put anything around it. There's no opinion. It's just the story itself. And we find actually that a lot of adults like that as well.
Yeah.
They like the news that way as well.
Yeah, I'm not surprised because, you know, it has been heavy. And I know that you guys covered, you know, the recent discussion around the mother and baby homes. And I think that's something that people will probably go, Jesus, where would you even begin on that?
Well, that's it. And we did. And actually, Anne-Marie worked on that with Aisling. They were on that day. And what we do sometimes on News Today as well is that we would take a story that's, you know, a really big story in the news, for example, the mother and baby home story. And that report, it came out on Tuesday, but we decided to wait a day to Wednesday to have a look at the story, to see how we're going to best approach it and to think about it, because it is such a big story and it's trying to explain that to children. So what they did was, like, the lead into the story gave the context, you know, and saying that nowadays there are all different types of families. There are families that have a mom and a dad. Some families have two moms or two dads. Some families have one parent. Some children live with grandparents or in foster families. So that kind of gives the context. But then you say, you know, but in the last century, that wasn't always the case. And life was very different for some women who were unmarried and pregnant and found that their families weren't happy about it, and that they often went to have their babies in secret in these places called mother and baby homes. So we described it in that way. We also put in the Taoiseach's apology. We also had to put in, this is something we often do as well, is that you can't just take it for granted that everybody knows everything. So we would explain what a commission of investigation is. Because again, children hear those words and, well, what is that?
Yeah.
You know, what is that?
Well,
so
a lot of adults probably.
And a lot of adults, exactly. Yeah. And it's funny because actually coming up with even simple explanations for terms like that can take a very long time. But as I say, certainly with the story of the mother and baby homes, I know that Anne-Marie and Aisling spent a lot of time working on it and thinking about the language and being sensitive. And also the really important thing is the context of the story.
Mm. Yeah, and sensitive is the thing, isn't it? Because I suppose you do have to be sensitive of children's, you know, varying circumstances and the perspectives
Absolutely.
That they're coming to it from, because they don't have necessarily the adult ability to, you know, disconnect and understand that that's a different experience to what they're having.
Exactly. And that's why, you know, as I say in the lead-in, it was like, nowadays this is what family life looks like. But back then it didn't. It was very different, you know. And we think that, we find that if we break a story down like that, and again, the language is so important, the images, the tone, you know, it was actually delivered the piece in a very, you know, as a very neutral tone, very respectful. And that's really important as well, to give the story the respect that it deserves. You know, there's never any sensationalism in anything we do. And it's the same with, say, for example, the Capitol riots. I mean, we did an explainer on that. And the same with the inauguration of Joe Biden. So again, you'd say, well, what is an inauguration? Again, you can't presume everyone knows everything. With the Capitol riots, we would go through every frame to make sure that there, the images there, if there were placards, that they weren't inappropriate, they weren't scary, weapons, all of that kind of thing. So again, you know, that children could look at that and think, gosh, could that happen here? So you take the time to look at the story. And again, central to everything is children, because that's the one thing we strive for, is that News Today has its own identity, and that our job is to deliver news for children. And we don't worry about the 6-1 can do their own thing, and they serve their audience. Ours is our audience, and that's why we do things our way, and we don't necessarily have to do it on the day that the story is there. We can take a bit of time, think about it, and then approach it our own way.
Yeah, that makes sense, to prioritize kind of doing it properly, because obviously you can't take risks with kids, can you? Because you don't know what's gonna, you know, impact them in a way that might really trouble them. How did you explain the Capitol riots? Because I don't know how I would explain that one.
Well, we talked about how we put the context in that there are many voters in America who didn't believe that the presidential election had been conducted fairly and that the outcome was accurate. And we put in the clip of Donald Trump. He gave a speech outside the Capitol building. And then we would show people kind of turning up and explain what they were doing, what the Capitol building is, and what happens there. We'd shown some images of people inside, but again, we were very careful. And then we would talk about how we would mention that people died in the riots, because that's important to the factual part of the story. But again, we would do it the way we approach every story, Louise. It's just, is context, tone, language, images, calm, neutral, factual, and neutral and factual. And I find myself, even, you know, as a person, as a parent, that I don't want the scary language, because that then heightens up the anxiety, you know, it ramps up the anxiety. So if someone tells you something in a calm way, I think you're better able to take it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, I think that's certainly been something that I've been considering in all the ways that I talk to my 1.5-year-old doesn't care about the pandemic, but my 4-year-old certainly does. And, you know, figuring out ways to explain to him kind of, so in our house, we say big virus and small virus. So to try and explain to him that sometimes things are open and sometimes things are closed. So we say, you know, when the virus is really big, or when a lot of people have it, then everything needs to be closed. But when the virus is really small, when not very many people have it, then more things can be open. You know, but finding ways like that are neutral, I think, has been so important, because you don't want to transfer any fear or make them feel like they need to be scared, because of course they don't, because they're protected. You know, and we're protecting them. But at the same time, you can't ignore that something huge is going on.
I just love that big virus, little virus. I think that's a great way of explaining it, because it's a concept I think that children can understand. And I think, again, with a story like COVID, it's terrifying for all of us. I mean, it's terrifying for all of us. But particularly, say, when it comes to children, what we did was, again, we put them at the heart of everything we do. So before the schools closed last March, we invited Dr. Ronan Glynn, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, onto our programme to answer questions, not from us, but from children. So we asked them to send in their questions so that they were having their questions answered and their concerns addressed. And it wasn't the, you know, what the 6-1 was telling them, or the 9 o'clock news, or the radio news, or 2FM news, or online, or whatever was telling them. It was their questions, and they want to know, what is the virus? They also want to know, what about schools? They want to know about St. Patrick's Day parades. And they're very important questions for children. We also, when news today, when we were off the air, because we were needed to work on other desks, because it was so, you know, the story was so big and it was only really evolving here. We did a 20-minute special piece with the then Health Minister, Simon Harris, again answering questions from children. They want to know about birthday parties. They want to know, well, one little girl asked, I don't have the virus, so why can't I have a sleepover with my nana? Excellent question. We also put out a COVID dictionary to explain some of the terms that we're now all too familiar with, but we weren't back then, like social distancing, cocooning. Because again, when you hear these words, you know, what is social distancing? And then again, when we were back in September, we invited Dr. Glynn on again. And again, he answered questions from children. And this time around, it was Halloween, Christmas. It was also about vaccines and, you know, could I pass, if I got it, could I pass it on to my pet? What's the long-term damage? You know, so we are very often led by children. And I think that he answered their questions, as did Simon Harris, in very, again, go back to that, those words, calm, neutral. And just in a way that hopefully would reassure them. That, and also another thing I remember a long time ago, I think it was John Bowman in an interview said, the great John Bowman, that the words that are very often not used, if you don't know something, say, I don't know, but I can find out, you know. And I would think, you know, with children it would be the same, you know, that if I don't know, I can find out. But I really like your big virus, little virus. I think that's a great one.
Well, who knows? I could be over there working for you soon, Apple.
You'd be more than welcome.
Well, look, thank you so much. I really think that the work that you guys do is amazing. And I think there's lots of transferable kind of information and skills there that you've mentioned this morning that parents who are listening will be able to take in terms of the way that they talk to their kids about news. So News Today is on every weekday at 4:20 on RTE2. If you didn't know about it, you can turn it on for your kids this week. Or you can follow them, News Today RTE, and that's the number 2 on Twitter. Avril Hoare is editor of News Today. Thank you so much for talking to me this morning.
Thank you, Louise. Pleasure. Thanks for inviting me. Take care. Bye-bye.
Now, coming up next, I just love that. I have to say, that kind of thing is the thing, the kind of thing that makes me feel really proud to work at RTE, because what an important service that is. And now more than ever, I think we know how important it is that we keep our children informed, because that makes things less scary. I mean, you know, the more information we all have, the more age appropriate and I suppose intellect appropriate information we all have, you know, the more secure I think you can feel in a scary situation. So I really think massive kudos to the team on News Today.
Louise McSharry on 2FM.